Command number 94. Partake of the symbols of my body and blood. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. John 6:56. Probably few other commands of Jesus have been interpreted with such wide latitude as the command to eat the bread and drink the cup in remembrance of the Last Supper on the night before his crucifixion. Whether one calls it communion or the Eucharist, no other ritual is so central in Christendom. Yet practice varies to an almost unbelievable extent. Open or closed, bread or wafer, wine or grape juice, celebrated daily, weekly, monthly, or even yearly, administered by priest or passed among congregation, symbol or transubstantiation. A careful reading of the Last Supper passages of the Gospels reveals the perhaps startling and surely controversial fact that Jesus did not actually command a perpetual repetition of the events of the Last Supper upon his followers. When he passed the loaf around the table and said to his disciples, "Take of this and eat," he added nothing about turning that gesture into a ritual they were to repeat on a regular basis. It was Paul who added to the Lord's statement the words that are now repeated during many communion services. "This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 24 through 25. Whether Paul's version of events, which contains this universal command, weighs as heavily as the commands from the Gospels themselves, is a question each must answer for himself or herself. This ambiguity inherent in the communion command highlights the deeply personal nature of remembrance that is called for. Though partaking of the symbols of the Lord's body and blood is usually carried out publicly, in Mass or a worship service, it is one of the most personal, private, and prayerful exchanges of the Christian life. One thing the remembrance of the Last Supper must not be is a ritual. Whether Catholic or Charismatic, whether Lutheran or Mennonite, partaking of the bread and wine, perhaps more than at any other moment in Christian experience, drives us inwardly to our knees, humbly reflective of the life-ruling reality that the Lord has called us not merely to remember, but to follow His example. It is an example of self-denial, self-abandonment, and relinquishment of self-will on the Gethsemane altar of, "Not my will, but yours be done." The symbol of His body and blood drive us into the depths of the garden, where the Father of Jesus Christ awaits us. "To learn of me, seek the olive tree, though near its trunk, blood stains the ground. The disciples' path leads through Gethsemane, and the thorns I wore gave me my crown. The way is steep up that lonely hill. It is hard to yield what you want to do. But if you would find my Father's will, ask what He would have of you." Michael Phillips, King's Crossroads, Chapter 3. The following excerpt is from George MacDonald's Unspoken Sermons first series, The Ailey. It is with the holiest fear that we should approach the terrible fact of the sufferings of our Lord. Let no one think that those were less because He was more. The more delicate the nature, the more alive to all that is lovely and true, lawful and right, the more does it feel the antagonism of pain, the inroad of death upon life, the more dreadful is that breach of the harmony of things whose sound is torture. He felt more than man could feel, because he had a larger feeling. These sufferings were awful indeed when they began to invade the region about the will, when the struggle to keep consciously trusting in God began to sink in darkness. when the will of the man put forth its last determined effort in that cry after the vanishing vision of the Father. Yet never was God nearer him than now, for never was Jesus more divine. Thus the will of Jesus, in the very moment when his faith seems about to yield, is finally triumphant. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus to partake of the symbols of his body and blood. Whenever I partake in a service to commemorate the Last Supper, still my heart to hear what you would speak to me. Lord Jesus, enter with me into the inner sanctum of my own heart, where you and I can probe the depths of Gethsemane together. May I enter into the agonizing reality of the prayer you prayed that fateful night as if I had been there with you. May I then appropriate that reality on this day of remembrance and every day. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips, read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase the Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.